Welcome to the Story Engine Podcast, where we teach you how to make marketing easier, more powerful, and fun through storytelling. I'm your host, Kyle Gray. Each week, we learn from top entrepreneurs, influencers, and world changers on how to share your story through content, copywriting, and speaking, and how to make your message your most powerful marketing tool. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Story Engine Podcast. My name is Kyle Gray, and we have got another solo episode for you today. I've been loving creating these solo episodes, and you know, I think there's call for more of them. I've been doing this podcast for nearly 3 years now, and I can hardly believe I'm saying that. And there's been a ton of interviews, I've heard from a ton of experts, and it's been fun to just be creating my own stuff, sharing my own voice and perspective. And I hope you're enjoying it too, because a lot of these things are emerging for me and really growing, and it's exciting to be able to share this process that I'm going through with you as it's happening. So last weekend, at least at the time of recording this, was my birthday, and I have been since mid-May into that first week in June just on one of the most incredible adventures. I just bought or rented out a new condo in the Big Island of Hawaii and really committed to staying here for another 6 months. So I returned to the mainland, grabbed my car, and drove from Utah to Oakland, meeting lots of characters on my entrepreneurial journey. And I've just been reflecting on how incredible of a journey it really has been. I attended an event for entrepreneurs and coaches and leaders that was in the redwoods of Northern California right after dropping off my car, and had just one of the most incredible experiences just being around entrepreneurs who value not only creating a successful business, but living life artistically, living life aligned with your core values and who you are and your authenticity. And really bringing that forward, not just in your business, but in the rest of your life, and setting up your business as a tool to facilitate a beautiful, inspiring life. And that is really one of the core themes that I have been working on over this last year. So looking back on this year of 32, I have four big lessons I want to share with you today. The first will be that the heart and mind are stronger together. The second is investing in my happiness is always a good investment. The third is the words that you choose matter. Sounds obvious, but we're going to dig deep into really what that means. And number four, life is short. So let's start with number one. The heart and the mind are stronger together. Believe it or not, I've been entrepreneuring for over 7 years now. Another thing that just stuns me when I say it out loud. And after all that time, I find there's few better ways to understand and develop myself. The process of entrepreneurship, facing uncertainty, rewriting my beliefs about what's possible. And entrepreneurship has provided the laboratory and the challenges that I've needed to really discover my own truth and develop myself. So again, driving from Salt Lake to Oakland and stopping overnight in Reno, each stop connected me with somebody from different stages of my entrepreneurship, and I got to reflect on how far I've come. You know, I made my first few nickels in entrepreneurship, creating silly little websites like plaidpants.org or glutenfreecrackers.net, and created SEO content to attract visitors when they clicked on the ads on the site, and I would make a few cents every time they would click on those ads. Modest beginnings for sure. But with each skill I gained, I would trade it up for a bigger opportunity. A few websites and business ideas later, I began working with a startup called WP Curve and took over the content marketing for that company. And the skills in writing, persuasion, design, and managing others would open doors to work and collaborate with others and continue to develop my network and my skill set. This experience would open the door to learning how to write books, to speaking from the stage, and ultimately helping hundreds of others do the same. Now, reflecting back on this journey, for most of the time, I was very bottom-line focused. What will make me more money? How do I get these results? How am I going to make this profitable? While this is an essential element of success, I found that I overfocused on it at the expense of fun, creativity, and inspiration. And I often repressed my heart and my feelings and the playful energies that it brings, as I thought it was a weakness in this competitive, cutthroat world. And so I've spent a lot of time silencing myself and dimming my heart instead of speaking my truth. You see, I saw my heart as a weakness for a long time, and I would be angry with myself and its sensitivity. Okay, I'm a bit of a nerd, and one of the scenes in one of the newer Star Wars movie, the Han Solo movie, right at the end, he's talking to the woman he's been chasing for the whole movie, and she tells him, "You're one of the good guys," and he just has this kind of half-smile, half-nauseated look on his face, and he just shakes his head like, "No, no, that's not me." And I really identified with that moment and that scene, and that's really how I've felt about being one of the good guys as well. And so in this trend of building my skills and trading up opportunities, for the past year, I've been learning my gifts from both my mind and my heart. And each small act of faith in really sharing my heart more, whether that's creating a post on social media that I feel is a little more vulnerable, a little more personal, or reaching out and offering to help and support my clients in a way that doesn't just draw upon my copywriting skills and success, but really draws upon my ability to create a safe and accepting place, has opened up new opportunities to go deeper and create better stories and presentations, and also deeper and better results overall with who I've been working with. And each small act of faith in this direction, writing music again, speaking my truth, has been rewarded in so many ways, and bringing my heart into the mix has opened up the doors once again for more fun, more freedom, and more impact in my life. And I would have to say that June to June has been one of the most incredible years of my lifetime so far. And I feel that it is because of this, because I'm finally tapping into and opening up my heart. You see, I've developed a deep ability over 3 years of podcasting, interviewing many different creative and brilliant minds, and having coached hundreds, if not thousands, of entrepreneurs, leaders, and coaches on telling better stories. And as much as we'd like to try otherwise, I've learned in this time that us humans, we're emotional creatures, and we make decisions based on how we feel much more than how we think. And doing the work to access and cultivate my own heart has led to both more connection and happiness in my life, as well as more success in my business. And more, I see what I do as helping experts and those who are really too smart and experienced for their own good take all of that knowledge and that wisdom and put it together in a simple, understandable, deliverable package for those who they want to reach. And in order to do that in the way that I do it so well, has drawn upon both my deep experience in copywriting, in business, in working with visionaries, combined with being able to hold that space for them in my heart and creating that safe and powerful place that allows them to feel vulnerable, that allows them to feel open, and gives them the ability to share who they are in a way that they've never been able to do before. And so I'm so grateful for the courage that I've had to really start opening up my heart in this way. All right, number two, investing in my happiness is always a good investment. One of the biggest shifts for me this year has been what I invest in. It's easy for me to dedicate money to my business, from attending events, hiring team members, getting different tools and systems to grow my business. And for a long time, it was difficult to dedicate any money outside of that. Anytime money would come in, I would be pushing it towards growth. Money came in towards growth. If it wasn't something that I could clearly write off on my taxes, then it became very hard to spend money on. In the same day, I could invest thousands of dollars into coaching or business while hesitating on spending a few hundred dollars on something for myself, whether it's a piece of equipment to enjoy my life a little bit more, like a bike or a new pair of climbing shoes, or a quick vacation with some friends. Spending time on the big island of Hawaii was a step in this direction. I can remember so clearly the moment where I really made the choice to stay and made the choice to invest in me and shifted this paradigm from thinking that it was wrong to be spending money on anything other than something that would clearly grow my business. And I also want to thank Alex Moscow, who's been a coach of mine, a close friend, and a mentor. I was recently at this event that he put on in the Redwoods, and just seeing his progress and his journey of building a very successful business and then setting it up so he actually cut away a lot of his clients and a lot of the people he was working with in order to cultivate his skills as a DJ, as a musician, as a creator of great, fun, memorable events. And really getting to see him shine in that and perform his music in front of a group of people, very successful, powerful entrepreneurs, and create an experience was very, very inspiring. And it was all about the choice to invest in his fun instead of more business and more growth. And this is possible for all of us. And this was why I decided to stay on this island longer. I was having such great experiences, experiencing and feeling more freedom and happiness and lightness, and really discovering who I was and what I wanted to create and do with my life. And I believe that it's possible to have even more success and fulfillment guided by my playfulness, my creativity, and my fun. And I often credit my own abilities in writing, in creating the experiences that I do, to my time as a musician, as a guitar playing, singing, lyric writing artist with a vision to make the world a better place with what I created. And I can remember that moment on the Big Island, staring up at Mauna Loa, the largest mountain on the earth, and just thinking, what do you have for me? And I got this message, stay and become yourself. And it was there that I chose to connect more with a community that supported this vision instead of being in fear. I chose to connect with my playful, happy, fun spirit and give it room to breathe and exist outside of the bottom line, make more money philosophy that dominates so many people's entrepreneurial experiences. I chose to reclaim my traveler's spirit, which was really the reason that I got into entrepreneurship in the first place. I wanted to learn how to run a business from my laptop and be able to travel anywhere around the world and be able to experience that. And exploring this new place in the Big Island was the rekindling of that. And I'm looking forward to the world opening up again and more possibilities to travel internationally beyond this island and explore many of the places that have been calling to me, some of which Costa Rica, Mexico, Bali. I'm really loving the warm places with some beaches. I've got to keep continuing building up my surfing skills for sure. And I chose to share my gifts with words and language beyond my ability to create persuasive stories and guide those that I work with through a much deeper and more powerful process that makes for a successful life and not just a successful business. And being able to own that part of me, have fun in it, and use it as a way to spread my message has been so powerful. And it leads us right into the next lesson. Hey friends, I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to share something really exciting with you. You see, over the last few years, I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs, coaches, and thought leaders just like you create powerful and high converting presentations that allows them to enroll their customers and grow their business with their story. I've worked with many brilliant thought leaders and well-known names, and I've worked with many aspiring thought leaders who are just getting started. And I have found that there are five key and common mistakes that most people are making when creating presentations that are killing their sales. These mistakes are often counterintuitive, and so sometimes I need to employ some brutal honesty in order to get it through to my clients how important it is to correct these mistakes. I've gotten these mistakes written down in a guide that I use with all of my clients, and I want to share this same guide with you so you can avoid these costly and painful mistakes in your next presentation and start to see a boost in your sales as soon as you start to correct them. If you'd like this list, go to thestoryengine.co/honest. That's thestoryengine.co/honest, and I would love to know what you think and what you're working on. All right, let's get back to the show. Lesson number three, the words you choose matter. You see, friends, words are powerful. I've understood this for a long time, and as I'm continuing to grow, I'm seeing more and more the impact that they can have. You see, the words that we choose to speak and to share in conversation, in writing, and especially in our own heads, can impact our physiology, our state of mind, and the possibilities that we see in front of us. And the more I've been practicing and understanding language, the more that I discover the deep truths that people reveal in the words they choose. And I've been learning this. I found myself becoming a better listener to others and myself, and each word we choose has a certain energy to it. And the more that we can become aware of how they impact us, the more that we can use this to direct our focus and create our best reality. I learned a great deal from Mark England, who created a course called Procabulary and has been a guest twice on this show that breaks down the subtle yet powerful effects that the words we choose can have on us. And since beginning to understand this kind of impact that the words have, I start to hear alarm bells go off in my head when I hear people make statements that disempower themselves. The other week, I met a woman who's absolutely brilliant, very talented, good job, and tons of potential to create whatever life that she wants. And several times over the event and spending time with her, I heard her mention, "My mom had me when she was 16. She would say that, talking about her life for one reason or another. And the words came so naturally to her that I doubt she even noticed she was saying it as much as she was. Now, it does not take a novelist to guess what kinds of stories she may be telling herself about what that means about her and her sense of worthiness for love and abundance and fulfillment in her life. And if you have a story about your worthiness in any of these areas, you're not going to pursue or even notice opportunities that fall outside of that story. And we miss out on so much for no reason other than these simple words. But the beauty in this is that that tender story she has underneath that statement has all the ingredients to become something energizing and inspirational for her and many more people that need to hear it. Learning how to integrate it in herself can give her the opportunity to turn it from a roadblock into jet fuel. Now, a client of mine and somebody who I've also worked with before, Alex Moscow, just mentioned him a little earlier on this episode, always used to tell stories about having a speech impediment and still creating a successful business around speaking and events with a speech impediment. It was a great story, and he used it for many years. But after some time, he began to feel less aligned to share that story. You see, after years of hosting successful events, his speech impediment was no longer a problem for him. Sure, he still had it, but he does not have a story about what that means about him. And so he shared this story from the stage so many times that he created a new reality for himself. And that meant it started to feel less authentic to share the story about his speech impediment. It started to feel like he was talking about somebody else, or even that it was somewhat manipulative to continue to share this story from that place because he had moved past it. And so he began to speak from a higher vision of creating a business that allowed him the time and space to practice art, develop his skills as a DJ, and bring a whole new element of fun and creativity to the events he puts on. Now, the teenage mom story is a similar kind of story. It starts as a roadblock, and as it's explored and integrated and shared, it can become an energizing and attractive force. And through translating the meaning of it, sharing it, our friend can reach new levels in her life, just like Alex did, and someday that story will lose its grip on her. And the truth is here, friends, that we all have these little stories that are influencing and impacting us. We've inherited beliefs about money from our parents that aren't our own. We've inherited echoes of pain and confusion from past generations of people trying to do the best that they could to live and, unfortunately, making mistakes along the way. And a lot of these stories that we feel no longer need to have such a grip on us. If we can start to recognize them, write them down, and understand the language that we're using, the words that we're choosing around it, and choosing better words. Understanding the impact and the influence that words can have on us, and then choosing new ones and choosing new impacts and new stories to tell, puts you in control of your life. You become the novelist that is writing each chapter of your life and controlling the direction of it, rather than being influenced and letting these stories control you. Which brings us to our fourth point. Life is short. And while I am so grateful for the adventure I've experienced over this last year, I also have a great deal of respect for the challenging year it has been for almost everyone. Nearly all of us have had encounters with death in one form or another. We've all had to reconsider the consequences of our actions. And some of us had close calls with our own lives or those closest to us. And I've heard so many stories about getting the phone call with critical news about a loved one. And those moments get seared into our memories for a very long time. That moment when all other priorities drop away. And this was a year that those phone calls felt much closer than before. Whether it was from a virus, from violence, addiction, or some other random misfortune. And life is very, very easy to take for granted. No matter if we've experienced great success or abundance, or challenge and strife, it's often hard for us to see the treasure that lies before us. There have been times where I have not wanted or appreciated my own life, and I have been lost in my own stories where I was not living or acknowledging my own value. There have been times when I decided to take a safer or easier road and deferred what I really wanted because of a sense of insecurity or doubt. And there have been times where I have not taken the time to even get clear on what I wanted from my life and chose to numb and distract myself from anxiety rather than to be proactive and create. There's nothing quite like a close call with your own life or someone you love to snap you out of this rut. And while it still feels a little too raw for me to share the details from my own life as they happened recently, and I'm still processing this story in my own life, but what rings true, and what I want to leave you with, is that life is so short, and it's worth living it in a way that you are proud of. Sometimes that means sacrificing comfort and certainty and taking a risk. Sometimes it means standing up for yourself. Sometimes it means cutting away many unnecessary things that we have grown used to and leaving that emptiness and that open space to invite something new into our lives. It's worth exploring and discovering who you really are and bringing that into all areas of your life. It's worth going into the dark places of your mind and your history and moving through those old pains and wounds to bring forward the brilliance hidden underneath. And it's so important to feel the varieties of emotions and express them in healthy ways. and it's worth being present with your family, your friends, your lovers, and being honest with them and yourself, because you never know what might be the last conversation. And it's worth starting your day believing that this day is one worth living and doing it with intention. And it's worth doing good work that brings meaning and fulfillment into your life and is aligned with a bigger vision. And the lingering presence of death over this last year has brought these forward to me so much. And I want to continue to play fuller, to trust more, and to express myself more completely. And this next year for me is all about clarity, as what I've been taught is that anything is possible with the right focus, the right words, and knowing the right strategy. And I look forward to cultivating more creativity, playfulness, and freedom into my work, into my life, and into my community. And I'm grateful for the friends that I have brought with me to this point, and I cannot wait to continue the adventure with all of you. And so those are my four lessons from my 32nd year, and I am so excited for what's on my horizon this year, as I feel I've passed through something really big in this time. And I'm so grateful for this podcast and this platform that I have been cultivating, as this is the place where I want to continue these conversations and these explorations. And so I hope that you have enjoyed the insights from this episode. If you have any questions, feel free to send me an email, reach out to me on social media. I'd love to hear what you think about this episode, what your big takeaways were, and what resonates with you. And also, if you are enjoying the podcast, be sure to subscribe. Thanks so much for listening to the Story Engine podcast today, and I hope that you create something amazing today.
Thanks for listening to the Story Engine podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes and resources mentioned on this episode and every other episode at thestoryengine.co. If you're looking to learn more about how to use storytelling to grow your business, then check out my new book, Selling with Story: How to Use Storytelling to Become an Authority, Boost Sales, and Win the Hearts and Minds of Your Audience. This book will equip you with actionable strategies and templates to help you share your unique value and build trust in presentations, sales, and conversations both online and offline. Learn more at sellingwithstory.co. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.